Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A vigil at the Kennedy Center to honor murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Utah's governor saying the suspect has not been cooperating. President Trump doubling down on blame.
The problem is on the left. It's not on the right, like some people like to say on the right. The problem we have is on the left.
Honors in Hollywood.
The Studio, the star-studded Apple TV Plus series from Seth Rogen, took home 13 Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Comedy Series. Seth Rogen himself won for Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Jeff Hiller for the show Somebody Somewhere won the prize for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. And Hacks picked up awards for Lead Actress and Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder, respectively. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
HBO's medical drama The Pitt wins Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series. This is ABC News. Big endorsement in the race for New York City mayor. Governor Kathy Hochul is going for Zoran Mamdani. Here's ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Zoran Mamdani may have gotten the majority of support from Democratic primary voters, but many of New York's Democratic elected officials have been hesitant. In Hochul's endorsement in that essay for the New York Times with less than 2 months till Election Day, the governor says she's been having conversations with Mamdani and that in those conversations, she heard a leader. She makes it clear the two are from different ends of the spectrum of the Democratic Party, but that they share some common ground.
Millions will be facing skyrocketing health insurance costs unless Congress votes to extend subsidies. Some people have already gotten letters, insurers mailing out notices in nearly every state, with some proposing premium hikes as high as 50%. Democrats are threatening to vote to shut down the government at the end of this month if Republicans don't extend the subsidies. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, the forecast calls for a high of 86 degrees. Also mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Heat indices could be near 90 today. For Monday night, a low of 62. Tuesday, partly cloudy and still warm, a high of 86 degrees. For Wednesday, 84. For Thursday, looks like 80 degrees with scattered showers. And Friday, 75 with a slight chance of showers. Saturday, cooler with more showers and thunderstorms through the day and a high of 71. Right now, the air is calm in Richland Center following the midnight reading, which was 68. It is 59 degrees. That's the latest on weather as we start the day on a Monday, September 15th. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
day.
Helping someone
on life's
way,
on life's true way,
from the past
that's a sin. Bring the wanting prayers into the Master's fold to stay.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer the lonely sad. Help to make some pilgrim
glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile. Are you giving to the world a smile?
Sun and smile.
Helping lessen someone's dreary mind.
Dreary mind.
Do you wreathe the world with song as your life you pass along? Cheering those whom you may meet along life's way.
Smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's journey way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers into the Master's fold.
Yes, forever to stay.
Help to cheer the loneliness
sad.
Help to make some pilgrim glad.
Somebody glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
We start the day in a positive way with the Cathedrals and Give the World a Smile. And before that, a national anthem performed by Ricochet. Hello, friends. It's Monday, but that's not bad. No, we have some good things to tell you about. The weather for summer still holds out. It looks like it's going to be cooling off toward the weekend, but still a last gasp of summer week, it seems. And things are doing well in the fall. A little bit of rain, maybe a little bit later on this week. And we have some sports to tell you about as well. It was kind of a nice, relaxing, calm weekend, not having to worry about the Packers playing. They'd already played. The Brewers took 2 of 3, so not bad against the Cardinals. And still best record in baseball, and they clinched officially over the weekend. So we have details on that a little bit later on as well. Thanks for joining us on a Monday morning. As we hit the road together, it was a starry, starry night. Maybe just a little bit of light fog in some areas this morning, and it's 59 degrees.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
I could have told the bride and groom just what I think of marriage and what's in store after their honeymoon. And I was grumbling to the dancers about how men and women ought to live apart and how promise never made cannot be broken and can never break a heart. Then suddenly from out of nowhere, a little girl came dancing across the floor. And all her crinolines were billowing beneath the skirt of calico that she wore. And oh, what a joy fell on the honored guests as each one of them was drawn into her dream. And they laughed and stamped, clapped their hands and hollered at her dance, little Jean. And they said, dance, little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance, little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. Well, my cynical heart just melted, 'cause I figured what this get-together meant. How it ended years of tears and sad confusion that the little girl had spent. And they told the band to pack it up about the time the couple cut the cake. But we played as long as they stayed for love and laughs and little Jeannie's sake. And we played dance, little Jean. For you, two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance, little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. It was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Today is Monday, September 15th. A reminder, Viola will be open with the food pantry today. The pantry open from 4 until 6. As usual, distribution will be at the Viola Municipal Building. Sign in inside and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, call 608-627-1910. The Avoca Highland American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 will host a pork loin dinner. That's from 4 until 7 tonight, or until gone, at the Avoca Village Hall, the old school in Avoca. The cost of the meal will be just $10. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow in Lone Rock at the gym from 12:30 until 5:30 on Broadway Street. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit RedCrossBlood.org. Those reminders from our community calendar this Monday. Here's Marty Robbins.
One starry night in a little town in old Mexico, I found my love down by the sea where soft trade winds blow. She came in the night with perfume that sweetened the air. And I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. I glanced her way. She smiled and my heart started to sing. She came into my arms and the night became a sweet magic thing. When I held her close, I knew I'd follow her anywhere. And I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. We shared through the night our love until the first light of dawn. Then one last kiss, and like a whisper on the wind, she was gone. I go each night to the places where she once spoke my name. Some call me fool, they say I'm chasing only a dream. But I know one day I'll turn and suddenly she'll be there. And I'll spend my life with a girl with gardenias in her hair.
Marty Robbins on the Milk Cow Show. It's 59 degrees, headed toward 84 a little bit later on today.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mantis Farms Auction Market in Biola, beef crossbred calves are steady, with Holstein bull calves higher. The Holstein bull calves sold from $840 to $1,078, with the beef crossbred heifer calves $1,130 to $1,365. Dairy slaughter cows range from $115 to $149. Crossbred feeder bulls, 700 to 1,050 pounds, sold from $192.50 to $255. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, it was a Cardinal 3-2 victory yesterday. The Cardinals scored all their runs in the second inning against the Brewers. The victory kept the Cardinals from going winless during a six-game road trip. Milwaukee lost today after becoming the first major league team to clinch a playoff berth. Caleb Durbin and Danny Jansen hit solo home runs for Milwaukee. Those were the only runs St. Louis's Miles Mikolas allowed in his five innings of work. Not such good news for the Brewers. Pitcher Jose Quintana injured his calf at the end of his four-inning appearance in a 3-2 loss on Sunday. Brewer manager Pat Murphy said after the game the 36-year-old left-hander had left in a boot and was undergoing an MRI. Murphy said the injury occurred when Quintana ended the fourth inning by covering first base on a ground ball to the right side. In other notes from the National League yesterday, Washington a winner against Pittsburgh 4-3, San Diego 9 and Colorado 6, the Dodgers 10, San Francisco 2. The Cubs were winners against Tampa Bay 4-3, the final, Arizona 6-4 over Minnesota, the Athletics 7 and Cincinnati 4. Mets 5-2 over Texas, Atlanta 8. Houston 3, Kansas City 10-3 over Philadelphia, Detroit 2, Miami nothing. In the American League, Toronto 11 and Baltimore 2, Cleveland 3, the White Sox 2, Seattle 11, the Angels 2, Boston 6-4 over the Yankees. From the NFL, yesterday, Baltimore 41-17 over Cleveland, Buffalo 30, the Jets 10, Cincinnati 31-27 over Jacksonville, Dallas won in overtime over the Giants 40-37, Detroit 52, Chicago 21, the Rams 33-19 over Tennessee, New England 33, Miami 27, San Francisco over New Orleans 26-21, Seattle 31, Pittsburgh 17, it was Arizona 27, Carolina 22, Indianapolis beat Denver 29-28, Philadelphia with a win and a rematch of the Super Bowl 20-17 over Kansas City, and last night Atlanta with a big win against the Vikings 22-6. In the WNBA, Atlanta 80, Indiana 68, and Minnesota beat Golden State 101-72.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Today's aerobic polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
All right. I need one here. I ate too much pie over the weekend and, well, some other stuff. Here we go. A one and a two and a... Hey! Wow, a smoking aerobic polka right there. The clarinet polka with the Jolly Jokers right here on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Today's high 84, partly cloudy with patchy fog developing tonight and a low of 60. Tuesday, partly cloudy and remaining unseasonably warm. A high of 85 tomorrow and a high of 84 Wednesday, summer-like once again. Thursday, 84 and Friday, a slight chance of a few showers and a high of 76. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading this morning of 68, it is 59 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Oh, wow. A two, a one, two, three, go! All the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number one, I swear I'll never do it anymore. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet boys. Hey, hey. I don't mean to criticize the girls at all, 'cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change, yeah, when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now when the change starts taking place, puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet boys. Oh, oh. The fallen angels of the backstreet boys.
Mickey Gilley on Light in the Milk Cow Show, Monday from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 59 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aterers in Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
More meat processing is online. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. In 1926, Pioneer revolutionized farming. We're proud to be the one you count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. First, the Secretary of Agriculture says the Trump administration is working on a financial bridge for farmers who are facing low commodity prices. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
I know it is one of the toughest, if not the toughest, farm economy right now that we've seen, in at least in my lifetime.
Brooke Rollins says the administration is working around the clock to address some of the issues pressuring the farm economy.
Understanding that trade and the president's, you know, trade renegotiations have put us into a time of uncertainty.
She tells Brownfield the team at USDA is exploring options.
Very soon we'll probably be rolling out some new programs and building that bridge between the president's promised vision of open markets.
And according to Rollins, better market access for U.S. agricultural goods around the world. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
As many as 2,400 head of Midwestern cattle per day can be processed by the nation's newest meatpacking facility. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
David J. Gudzinski, president of American Foods Group, says the America's Heartland packing plant near Wright City, Missouri, sources cattle from up to 500 miles away.
We're really proud to be in the state of Missouri. It gives the local producers an opportunity to feed those cattle out if they choose to do so and keep those cattle closer to home.
He tells Brownfield it's the first LEED environmentally friendly certified plant in North America.
There's a significant amount of specifications that have to be met. Now, the products that come out of here, I always like to say that the cattle industry and any packing industry was kind of the original sustainability, because everything in that carcass is used for something.
The mixed cattle plant, which took 3 years to construct, opened in April of this year, and Jay Gudzinski says it incorporates some of the latest autonomous technology, but will still employ up to 1,400 workers once fully operational. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
A commodity marketing advisor says Friday's USDA supply and demand report had some unexpected corn numbers. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield Friday's supply and demand report is expecting another 1.5 million acres of corn production.
Now we're looking at 90 million harvested acres, 98.7 million acres of corn got planted. So that was kind of that number that was out there. Now, I heard whispers and was talking about that with my clientele, but I didn't quite think it was going to be another million and a half.
Heinberg says USDA did cut the expected yield to 186.7. That's down a couple of bushels per acre from the August report. Heinberg says corn export demand went up some, but the expected yield brought the carryover down slightly to 2.12 million bushels. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Couldn't have.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
At Harkey Lumber, they're more than just a lumber yard. They're your full-service building partner. From drafting and engineering to energy audits, estimates, design, delivery, and construction support, Harkey Lumber has you covered from start to finish. No project too big or too small. Call the trusted experts at Harkey Lumber at 608-985-7207. Proudly serving the community since 1969. Harkey Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day sharply lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brown Field Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was light on Friday. Live deals in the South are marked at $240, $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. This follows the week's business in the North, where dress deals were at mostly $375 to $378, $5 to $8 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the winter livestock market in Kansas, feeder steers 700 to 925 pounds were unevenly steady from $5 lower to $5 higher. There was a lower trend on steers 400 to 700 pounds. Feeder heifers 600 to 900 pounds were $2 to $9 higher. Heifers 400 to 600 pounds didn't have enough for a market test, but a steady trend was noted. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers 834 to 844 pounds brought $346 to $360. Medium and large one feeder heifers 850 to 886 pounds brought $319 to $325. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down 75 cents at $400.04. Select was $1.51 lower at $378.44. Estimated cattle slaughter Friday was 95,000 head. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors likely had needed numbers on hand and didn't have to ramp up their procurement efforts. The cash hog market had a slow finish, but also had several substantial days of business throughout the week. Right now, the market remains largely focused on demand. U.S. pork has continued to be met with solid demand globally, but there are lingering long-term concerns. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 335 with a weighted average of 103.94. The Iowa Minnesota closed 251 lower with a weighted average of 104.89, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 104.89. Pork values were higher, up $1.34 at 114.51. Bellies, loins, and ribs were all sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by cash and wholesale business, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with ongoing concerns about demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Tim Tuck Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small crowd, large squares topped at $180 a ton, and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-723-4020 for more info. We have a few auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website. We have realtors looking to sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly a 240 live. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming is in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are supported by post-USDA report short covering. November beans are up 12 and 3 quarters at 1046 and a quarter. January was 12 and 3 quarters higher at 1065 and a quarter. December corn was 10 and a quarter higher at 430. March was up a dime at 447 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply on Friday's fundamentals and technical liquidation. October live is down 230 at 229.97. December was 220 lower at 231.92. October feeders were down 655 at 345.80. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and demand questions. October lean was down $1.05 at 97.12. December was 62 lower at 88.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A follow-up on Farm Bureau's Washington fly-in today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Hundreds of Farm Bureau members from around the country visited with federal officials and members of Congress in Washington last week. It was to show the folks in D.C. that their help is needed in farming America. I reconnected with Doug Somke, president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau, for his takeaway.
This is not a good time to be in agriculture, I'm just saying. Unless you're a diversified farm with cattle and maybe some other meat protein areas that aren't hit as bad or maybe faring a little better, but that's not the world we're in today for the most part. For the most part, South Dakotans are more specialized in agriculture, and right or wrong, we got to find a better way.
Somke says he feels the message got through.
For the most part, there was no pushback. I think people were trying to learn, but you know, they've got a pretty big plateful. I mean, it's not just this problem. You got the possibility of a shutdown coming up, and if they don't fund the government, that's going to be a problem. And then also the farm bill itself expires. They're going to have to do something about that.
Somke says many of agriculture's problems are not just something for Washington to fix. He suggests that the government and farmers and others in the ag industry may need to pivot from some long-standing ways of doing business in order to compete globally. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994. For 2020.
USDA September supply and demand report shows an increase in milk production. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Producers are getting more milk production and more from each cow, according to USDA. Their latest supply and demand report says the trend is expected to continue into next year with higher cow numbers and higher productivity rates. Report projections are reduced in 2025 on both a fat and skim solids basis because of lower expected imports of butter and cheese. Imports are also expected to go down in 2026. Fat basis exports are forecast higher this year and next year, as U.S. butter and cheese prices are expected to remain competitive in international markets. Exports on a skim solids basis are raised for this year on higher whey and cheese shipments. For next year, skim solids exports are unchanged, as increased shipments of cheese are offset by lower shipments of dried skim milk powder and lactose products. Price forecasts for cheese, butter, and not-fat dry milk are lowered for 2025. Class 3 and Class 4 prices are all expected to go down because of lower dairy product prices. The all-milk price for 2025 down to $21.35 per hundredweight. Cash dairy prices were lower except for dry whey Friday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up 0.75 cents at 59 and a quarter. 40-pound cheese blocks down 0.5 cents, 161 and a half. Barrels went down 2.25 cents to 161 and a quarter. Butter prices down 6.75 cents at 186. Non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents at 116 and a half. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84 here in southwest Wisconsin. It'll be another warm day. And also for tonight, 60 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy, remaining unseasonably warm, and a high of 85. Right now in Richland Center, we are at our overnight low. It is 58 degrees.
She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. A good warm place to sleep and eat. And a sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. She don't wear my wedding band. She don't wear my wedding band. She takes me for what I am. 'Cause I keep her satisfied. She's got everything I need. Oh, now she don't try to tie me down. Take the chain and wrap it around my heart. Oh, she don't ask me every day to say I'll never, never go away, sweetheart. Oh, we got a love and we got a good love and everything we've got is understood. And I may never leave that girl just for the simple fact that I know I could. She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. A good warm place to sleep and eat. And a sweet, sweet love.
Absolutely. That is Eddie Arnold and WRCO, Light in the Mill Cow Show. We'll get the latest take on weather with Tony Schumacher coming up in just a few here today. This is Charlie Pride.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops are falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here and many times I cry. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone. Weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here. Hoping just by chance that
flowers. That's why I'm so lonely. I dream on above, hiding on a mountain of love.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are kind of in a stuck weather pattern with a couple of blocking weather systems, high pressure over the Great Lakes down through the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, low pressure sitting and spinning in the Rockies and Western Plains. There's a few showers located along that low, down from Kansas and Nebraska up through the Dakotas. but they're not really moving too much to the east. And of course, the airflow out of the south between the two weather systems continues to draw in unseasonably warm weather. We'll have temperatures running about 10 to 15 degrees above normal most of this week. Finally, toward the weekend, we'll see that low pressure off to the west get close enough to bring us more cloud cover, cooler conditions, and a few rain showers, primarily Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't look like anything too heavy, but we might see up to a quarter or half inch of rain before all is said and done. Here's that forecast for today, though. Sunny to partly cloudy, high temperature about 84 degrees, wind southeast up to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, some patchy fog developing late, low temperature near 60. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, remaining unseasonably warm with highs in the middle 80s. Southeast wind between 5 and 10. Dropping back to 60 for Tuesday night, maybe some patchy fog. And Wednesday partly cloudy, very balmy once again with a high of 84. Thursday a mix of clouds and sun, continued unseasonably warm. Low 60, high near 84. Friday partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, 20% chance of a few showers. Low 59, high 76. Saturday should be mostly cloudy and cooler, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm. Low 58 with a high of 73. And Sunday mostly cloudy with some periods of rain likely, maybe a thunderstorm. Low 57, high near 71. Well, enjoy that nice weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
58 degrees and some areas of light fog this morning. Otherwise, it's been a clear night. 84 was yesterday's high. The record high for September 15th, 93 in 1939. Record low, 30, was set in 1975. Last year's high was 89 and the low, 60. Sunset will occur at 7:12 this evening. Sunrise time this morning, 6:41. The air calm and the barometer is steady at 30.07. No precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 68, it looks like we've now fallen to 57 degrees, the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. News time this hour is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Authorities say Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old accused of killing Charlie Kirk, is not cooperating with the investigation. ABC's Matt Gutman in Utah with more on the single shot that took Kirk's life.
Law enforcement officials tell me the fact that he sprang into position 1 minute before taking fire, settled in, aimed, fired once for a fatal blow, and then ran off at 175 yards, that is a difficult shot to make for several reasons. Not because it's so far, but because the pressure, when you know that you're going to pull the trigger and kill another human being, is monumental. And most people shake, most people miss, but not this person.
There was a vigil held for Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center in Washington. President Trump now planning to authorize the National Guard to Memphis, following a similar activity in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Boston. The president heads to the U.K. this week, in part to put more pressure on European nations to act against Russian aggression. This is ABC News.